Greetings and blessings, dear friends. This is the fifth video in this series on the Ten Sefirot as portals of presence, including but expanding on the IJM practice. In the first three videos, we focused on the Sefirot of Chesed, Gevurah, and Tiferet, corresponding to the portals of the heart, the body, and awareness itself from the IJM practice. In the last video, we explored Netzach as the portal of regular daily practice. In this video, we'll move on to the fifth of the seven lower sefirot, called Hod, which can mean glory or majesty, as well as gratitude. So we might say that this quality of gratitude, of being deeply appreciative of the gifts we're receiving, as opposed to taking things for granted or complaining and so on, is really a majestic quality that highlights the higher glory of human potential. For our purposes, we'll focus on Hod as the counterpoint to Netzach. In the last video, we related Netzach to the persistence of daily practice, to really committing and organizing your life so that you can do some kind of avodah every day. Netzach, therefore, is about transformation, about effort, about deciding and committing to make a difference through your avodah. Hod, on the other hand, is a kind of stepping back from the effort of avodah and really just appreciating the opportunity to do your spiritual work at all. It's also gratitude for the fact that every moment is an opportunity to practice, not just the special times you set aside. So in this sense, there are really two levels to avodah: the special times you set aside to meditate on one hand, and the constant opportunity to practice presence in every situation on the other. There's an interesting Torah passage that hints at these two levels of avodah. The Torah reading Parshat Bahar opens by talking about Shabbat not as a day of rest for people, but as a rest for the land. It says, Ki tavau el haaretz asher ani noten lachem, v'shavta haaretz Shabbat Lashem. When you come into the land that I give you, the land will rest a Shabbat for the divine. It then goes on to explain what it means for the land to rest. Shesh shanim tizra sadecha v'shesh shanim tizmor karmecha v'asafta tevuata. 6 years you will plant your field, prune your vineyard, and gather in your produce. Uvashana hashvi'it shabbat shabbaton yihye la'aretz. But the seventh year should be a Sabbath of Sabbaths for the land. Don't plant your field or prune your vineyard. Now, the Torah doesn't talk much about vegetables. When it refers to planting fields, it's mostly talking about grain, and from the grain is made the ancient staple, bread. Pruning vineyards is, of course, a reference to grapes that are made into wine. Now, wine and bread are not only basic foods, they're also sacramental foods, forming the ritual part of sacred meals on Shabbat and festivals. In fact, the first mention of this is in Bereshit 14:18, when Malkitzedek, the priest king of Shalem, blesses Avraham and brings him bread and wine. I heard once from a friend a special teaching that he heard from Rabbi Shlomo Karlbach of blessed memory. He pointed out that wine is something that gets better and better with age. You pay more for wine depending on how old it is. Bread, on the other hand, has to be fresh. No one wants a 50-year-old loaf of bread. Similarly, there's an aspect of the spiritual path that's ancient and an aspect that's fresh and new. For example, Torah, and really the whole Jewish tradition, is ancient, and there's a special richness in that. Even though there are plenty of passages in the Torah that might seem wrong and even disturbing, that's offset in a sense by the richness of being connected to a lineage that's many thousands of years old. And yet, that richness doesn't really come to life unless it's combined with fresh new insights and interpretations. No one wants to hear the same old canonized interpretations over and over again. For the tradition to really be alive, it also has to be like bread. We need chidushim, new insights. On a deeper level, the very practice of presence also contains these two aspects. On one hand, there's nothing more ancient than the present moment. There's nothing that's ever existed that didn't exist in the space of its own present. That's why one of the names of God is Atik Yomin, the Ancient of Days. And when you become fully present to the ancient space of this moment, there is an intoxication as you drink in the wine of being. At the same time, in becoming present to that which is most ancient, there's also a spontaneous letting go of mental and emotional baggage from the past so that everything in your experience becomes alive and new like a freshly baked challah. And what do you do when you open Shabbos with a kos yayin, a full cup of wine, and a fresh challah? You say brachot, blessings of gratitude for the bounty, for the intoxication, and for the nourishment. And that's hod, gratitude for the majestic meal that is now before you. In this case, the wine and bread are metaphors for avodah, spiritual practice. Which brings us back to the two levels of practice I mentioned at the beginning. Just as bread has to be fresh and constant, we eat food more or less every day, so too your practice of presence is always new when you apply it to this ever-changing moment. It never gets old. And just as wine is best when it is old, so too it's also good to set aside special times to chant the ancient sacred words of Torah and prayer and to become intoxicated by their richness. The more you make both of these levels of avodah part of your life, the more you begin to realize that there's really nothing to do except avodah. Everything in life becomes a form of spiritual practice. And so to affirm this, we'll chant the next two words of the Aleinu prayer from Devarim 4:39, Ein Od, there is nothing else. Meaning, there's nothing but the opportunity to practice presence in every moment and in every situation. Let's sing.